Continuing on Daf Heyom Beis, Pesachim Daf Heyom Beis, the sugya of Bal Yiroa u Bal Yimotze. So the Gemara says here, Minayin Litein Es Ha'amur Shal Zeh Bazeh Shal Zeh Bazeh Tamad Lomer Siyar Sar L'Gzeir Shava. So this Gzeir Shava tells me that all the dinim that are derived from Lo Yimotze apply to Lo Yiroa. For example, we have a din in lo yimotze that yechayef for tamun, even though it's not literally lo yiroa, because lo yiroa requires re'iyah, and tamun is not royally re'iyah. Nevertheless, that which is derived from lo yimotze, namely bal yatmin, that applies to lo yiroa as well. And so too, we're going to derive from lo yimotze, because it doesn't say lecha, that yechayef for pigdono shel nachrim. On the other hand, lo yiroa lecha teaches me the chumra of gvulin. That means even it's outside your bias. And that applies to lo yimotze as well, even though lo yimotze says bevateichem. But the answer is that we have the gzeirah shav. And by the same token, you have the kula of lo yiroa, where it says lecha, and avalat haroa shal achirim shal gavoh, and that applies to lo yimotze as well. And therefore, in achirim and shal gavoh, you don't violate lo yimotze, even though it's matzui, and the Torah doesn't say lecha. But the answer is that we have this gzeirah shav of siyar sar. Now the question becomes, after we have the gzeirah shav, how do we understand these two lavim of Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze? Is it basically the Torah repeats the lav in different formulations to teach me all the nuances and all the dinim, the kulos and the chumras, but it's really the same identical lav? We should count it as one lav. We should consider it kfelus. The Torah is just repeating the same lav again. The Torah may repeat lo sigzal many times, but we count it only as one lav in the Torah. That's called kfelus halav. Or do we say no, that even after the Gzeirah Shava, still each lav stands as a lav unto itself, and it's independent of the other lav? It's not just a kfelus halav that's formulated in different words in order to teach us different dinim and different nuances of the halach and the mechayev. No, they're two separate lavim. One is a lav of lo yiroa and one is a lav of lo yimotze, and therefore we should count them as twice. What's the nafkamina? It sounds like a very theoretical chakira, but the nafkamina would be how many malchus you get. Do you get one set of malchus because basically the Torah is just repeating the same lav in different words? It's one lav. Or do you get two sets of malchus? It's not just a kfelus halav, but each lav is independent of the other. Clearly, if we would find an afkamina, that's what we spoke about last time, between lo yimotze and lo yiroa, then for sure it would be two lavim. And the Ritva, in the name of Acherim, supplies us with such an afkamina. And this is what we discussed last time. What's the din of Tamun Begvulin? So the Ritva says in the name of Acherim that since Gvulin is derived from Lo Yiroa, B'chol Gvulech, and there it says Lo Yiroa, so Lo Yiroa excludes Tamun. Tamun is not Nitfas in Lo Yiroa. Therefore he says that there's no Iser Chametz B'Tamun Begvulin. So you see there's a difference between the two lavim. Because as far as Lo Yimotze is concerned, Golui and Tamun are equal, Ahainu Hak. But we're going to limit that Chiddush of Tamun to Batim. We're not going to apply it according to the Acherim to Gvulin. So you see that the two separate lavim, meaning the lav of Lo Yimotze is limited to Batim. The lav of Lo Yiroa extends to Gvulin. But the Lo Yimotze, which adds Tamun into the parasha, does not apply Bigvulin outside of the bias. However, 2 points have to be made over here. Number one, that the Ritva, the Shem Achim, has a different girs than the Gemara. Our girs is not like that. And number two, that the Ritva himself does not immediately accept the Acherim, but rather quotes the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah says that that's not true, that Tamun Bigvulin is the same as Tamun Bibatim, because there's an exact equation between the two. So basically, I just want to say the following. L'sikumo shel davar, our suffix, our Chakira, would not be relevant according to the Ritva, the name of Acherim. Clearly, according to the Ritva, the name of Acherim, there are two separate lavim. One is Lo Yiroa, and the other is Lo Yimotze, and there are nafkaminas between the two. Therefore, I would submit to you that according to the Ritva, the name of Acherim, there would be two sets of malchus. Our suffix is according to the Ra'ah, according to the girsa that we have, which absolutely equates via the Gzeira Shava, Valyura and Valyumatzah, there's no difference between the two. And the question there is, so what is it? Is it just the same lav twice? As we said before, the Torah formulates it in different words. But essentially it's the same lav. There's no difference in the Avera. There are no nafkaminas between the two. Or no, we should generate two different lav. So this whole suffix, which again, in the context of the Ra'ah, and I don't mean just the Ra'ah, because the Rambam holds like the Ra'ah as well, and all the Rishonim seem to hold like the Ra'ah. But the issue here is really generated by the fact that the Rambam quotes Balyura Vayimotze as two separate lavim in the Minya Taryat. And he does this twice. He counts Balyura Vayimotze in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I believe it was, where do we look it up? Reish and Reish Aleph or Reish and Reish Aleph? So if anyone has the possibility of looking that up, we'll look that up. And number two, he has it here in the introduction to Hilchas Chametz Umatzah in the Mishneh Torah, and the Rambam says Lo Saseh Shelo Yiroa Chametz and Lo Saseh Shelo Yimatzeh Chametz. The fact that he counts it as two lavim would seem to indicate that it's more than just a repetition of the same lav, but rather a two separate averus over here. In that sense, the Rambam is sort of like a cross mixture, a hybrid between the Acherim of the Ritva and the Ra'ah of the Ritva. Meaning, he agrees with the Acherim of the Ritva that these are two separate lavim, but yet he has no nafkamina, he's in the camp of the Ra'ah, because Tomin Begvulin, according to the Rambam explicitly, is Chayev.
How do you know the Ra'ah is the other hand?
No, I'm just saying, if you assume that the Ra'ah is in the other camp, in other words, if we assume that the Ra'ah would count it as one lav according to that side, then I'm just saying the Rambam, well, so, you know, cross that for the records if it bothers you. The point I'm trying to make is that if the Rambam rejects the Ritva, then you would kind of be surprised that the Rambam counts it as two separate lav. And the truth is that if you were to ask me the following question, is there anywhere in the universe of halacha that you could have the same exact avera twice, and yet, because the Torah writes it in two different ways, it generates two separate laws?
Maybe Zachor et Yom Shabbat Kolecho and Invechor and Shamor et Yom.
Okay, but that's a case of an essay. So in an essay, you want to discuss it differently. But I'm talking the case of lavin. So let's talk about the two lavin that we discussed. Let's just limit ourselves to the two lavin that we discussed in the past. And after Shia, we'll discuss other lavin, okay? We have two cases where the lav repeats itself, and the Rambam counts it twice as two separate lavin. What are these two cases? One is the lav of Tmura, and the Rambam goes out of his way at the beginning of Hilchos Tmura to say that lo yamir for lo yachlif are two separate lavim. The Rambam says that you should get two sets of malchus, 80 malchus, for the lav of Tmura, even though again it's one single maisa vera, and yet you would get two sets of malchus. The Rambam says that for technical reasons you're going to only get 40 malchus and not 80 malchus. What's the technical reason? The second lav is nitak liesei. It's a lav nitak liesei because the Torah says vim hamer yamiro so vayahu utmura so yeh kodesh. That sets it up as a lav hanitak liesei. So if for technical reasons there's no malchus.
We're giving up the claim that may be a little different because a lav nitak liesei is a totally different. Is defining the lav as a different.
No, but I'm just asking, the way we understand it, that if you repeat the same lav twice in the Torah, but it's the same exact identical lav, then it's just kfelus. You know, there's no reason why we could set up two different averas. Then what was the havamina here that you get two sets of malchus? So I'm just pointing out that you can have the same identical avera twice, and that's what we see from Tmura, and yet you would theoretically get two sets of malchus. You would count it as two separate lavim. And in the case of Tmura, for whatever reason, the Rambam says you don't get the second set of malchus.
Read that again.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. You have to take a look in the beginning of Hilchos
Tmura. Just to answer, because other Rishonim say that Loyach and Fenner and Bo-Yamir are addressing two different.
No, he said
objecting. He said, good to bad, bad to good, or whatever.
So, according to she said, why do you get malchus? Because, what is the love of nitak la'aseh?
All right, let's take another case. Do we have the Rambam? Here I do have the Rambam in Hilchos Akum. I would have had the Rambam in Tzmur as well, except that I didn't take it out before the Lady Shia. Some people go in during the Lady Shia, some people feel it's not... they feel a little uncomfortable going in the middle of the Lady Shia. You know, I know you go because you're single, so you for sure want to go in there. Actually, there are no single girls there in the whole Shia, so I don't care, you'd be wasting your time.
I would go get the book anyway.
Oh, you would go get the book anyway. So the Rambam says at the beginning of the seventh perek of Hilchos Avodos Kochavim that there's an Iser Hanoah min Ha'akum, and the Rambam says if you violate the Iser Hanoah, then you violate number one, lo savi toeva el beisecha, and number two, you violate the lav of lo yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherim. And here's the case of the Rambam paskins that you get two sets of malchus. Kol anene mikol elu lo keshtayim, achas mishum lo savi. The achas mishum lo yidvok biyodcha meumah min acherim. So here we have a case of kfelus halav, and the Rambam paskins la alocha lemaisa that you get two sets of malchus.
Can you be over those lavin independently?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get to. So Azriel asked me the question: is there any way of violating one of these two lavin without the other? And the answer is yes. I'll tell you why. Because the halach of cherim. And this you'll see in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot. I think I wrote that on the page. If I didn't, I apologize. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot in the Losaseh Chavdalet. Yeah, Chavdalet is the one I wanted to focus on. When the Rambam speaks about the love of Cherem, Lo Yidvak Biyodcha Me'umah Min Acherem, the Rambam says, that let's say after the Irani Dachas was paskin, there was a Ros Bezdin, right? You need a Sanhedrin Agdola and you paskin that you establish as an Irani Dachas. Then if you have any Hana from the Irani Dachas, that comes under the law of Cherem. Even though, again, it wasn't worshipped. It doesn't mean that this Hana that you're having from object X is Hana Mina Akum, but rather, it's Hanoah min Acherim. So the lav of Cherim applies to Irani Dachas. Right? And that's not true with regard to the other lav of Lo Savi So'eva El Beisach. What's So'eva? What does the word So'eva mean? It means Akum. Whereas the word Cherim is Kolel, something that's related to Avodas Kochavim, but is not Avodas Kochavim Mamish. It's not a Tikroves or a Nevat. Okay. So I'm just pointing out that if you would ask me the following question, why does the Rambam have two malchus in the case of Nenem and Avodah Zarah, what would be the answer? It's two separate lavim. It's not the same lav b'kfeus. It's a different chefza. Haraya, Toeva is limited to Avodas Kochavim Mamish, whereas Cherem expands to include even Irani Dachas. But in the case of Chavetz, how many cheftas do we have? Only one. It's the same chefza. So I would suggest the following, that if you have two different chefzes, or two different averas, then it makes sense to generate two lavim with two sets of malchus. If on the other hand, you have the same exact avera, and the same chefza, then I would suggest that you get one set of malchus. Therefore, if you'd ask me, why is it that the Rambam nowhere, as far as I know, again, that's a dangerous statement to make, but you know, I'm sort of exposing myself to all sorts of vulnerability here. But I'm assuming now that nowhere will you find in the Rambam that if you violate Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotza, you get 80 Malkus as opposed to 40. Why didn't the Rambam tell me that bomb of a chidush? I don't know that anyone has ever suggested such a thing, although I think it's absolutely correct according to the Ritva in the name of Acherim. But who ever heard of the Ritva in the name of Acherim? You won't find that anywhere. Except in a footnote, you know, he points out that the in the name of the Radbaz, that the Ritva in the name of Acherim had a different girsa. Therefore, I would submit to you the following, that there's no kasha from the Rambam in Avodas Kochavim to our assumption in Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. Because, in, as we said before, just to review, that in Avodas Kochavim, we're talking about two different averis and two different cheftes, and there's a difference between Toeva and Cherem. However, in the case of chametz, it's all the same identical heftz. So there's no difference between chametz here and chametz there. I'm not talking about the machlokes, about sa'ar and chametz that we had earlier. That's something different. But I'm talking about chametz mamish. And therefore, there'll be only one set of machlokes. Yeah, but the only cash that you'll have is what are you going to do with tmura? Because in the case of tmura, you know, whether you call it lo yachlifenu or lo yamirenu, it's all the same maisa avera, the same chefsa avera, there's no difference whatsoever. And yet the Rambam says the reason you don't get malchus is because lava nitakles.
But the one that's a lava nitakles, it has separate dinim from the one that's just a lava. It has the dinim of the asa. You can't just separate, you can't just say it's a lava nitakles asa and say, oh, that's a technical reason. It's a love that has more dinim than it has.
No, but I keep asking Rav Mil the following question. What was the hava mina that you would get malchus? Why do I need lav hanita klesa? That's what I'm asking. You know, why do I need lav hanita klesa? According to the Rambam,
because
no, I'm saying, let's say I didn't know lav hanita klesa. So how many malchus would you get?
You'd get 80 because you have this one.
But in Bali Ro, it's saying you get 40.
One answer that's a lav hanita klesa, which you get malchus for. We assume you get malchus for that because. And then if it's a separate love, that's just a normal love. But the love of Nitak Lase has 100 dinim. It has dinim, one that's equal to the love, but has other dinim that it makes it Kodesh.
All right,
if
maybe you're right.
If we didn't have that Lase, we wouldn't know it's Kodesh.
I don't know that's correct.
Separate.
Why would you be getting...
I don't know that that's correct. You're making a gigantic assumption, which I... I don't know.
Why would you be getting so many malchus? I was under the impression that the Duke at one time cannot receive more than 40, otherwise it's deemed too much.
I mean, the Gemara that we did last week, you got 5 sets of malchus. Wow, that's 200 malchus. That's heavy.
That's a deal.
For every lap, you get another set of malchus.
But if you do it, if you crossed over and was you were over more than one at one specific time, you have to get more than 40, or do you get them?
I mean, we'll talk about Asra in a minute.
You get them like a mortgage plan. You paid over.
No, there's no mortgage plan. All right,
but you can't.
I'll say let's just move on again. The clock ticks, and we have a lot to do today. I would suggest the following. If you want to assume that according to the Rambam you get 2 sets of malchus, 80 malchus for Bayro Bayimotze, then fine, I have no qualms about that. Again, the only thing is I think the Rambam should have said it. But then the principle that we saw in other cases that if the Torah repeats the lav twice in 2 different ways, that sets up 2 different lavim, and that should apply to Bal Yerov Bal Yimotze. That's fine. I'm going to assume that according to the Rambam, for Bal Yerov Bal Yimotze, you get 1 set of malchus. With the Anias Daiti, that's the healthier way of going. But again, as I told you, there's no Kafaleim Harkigigis over here. If you think you get 2 sets of malchus, wonderful. You'll definitely get smicha from me if you ever need it. But I just think personally, that you only get 1 set of malchus.
But yeah, in Sefer Mitzvot, he mentioned malchus by each lav independently. He mentioned by Ra, and he says you get malchus for this, then he
right.
Malchus, and he says you get malchus.
Right, because that's the Rambam's chiddush, that if you violate the lav, b'kum v'aseh, b'maisa, like for example, I'm a chametz as a yisa, or a kona chametz, and you get malchus. So the Rambam has to repeat himself in each case. You know what? Just open up the Rambam if you don't. Just to save me the time, Reisha. So Rabosa, I wanted to ask you the following question: if you assume that you get 2 sets of malchus, that's not my premise. But if you would assume so, that you get 2 sets of malchus for Bayiro Bayimotze, then what kind of a hasra would you have to give a person in order to get malchus? We know that every malchus requires hasra, and therefore every malchus requires that you quote the appropriate law, the appropriate iser. Correct? If I quote the wrong iser, then there's no malchus. Okay, so when I... Just give me 1 minute. So if I have to be masra, a person v'shem ha-isur, and if I assume that Bal Yerov Bal Yimotze are 2 separate Isurim that generate 2 separate sets of malchus, then it seems logical that you would have to give a hasra b'shem ha'isur, which would be particular for that lot. So for example, if you were to violate Bal Yirah by Yimotzi b'gvulim, you would have to give hasra for Lo Yirah Lecha. If you, on the other hand, were violating Bal Yirah by Yimotzi b'pikdono shel akum or b'tomun, then you'd have to be masra him b'shem Lo Yimotzi. In other words, if I combine a bunch of assumptions here, number one, that there are two separate lavim, it's not just kfeilus. Number two, you get two sets of malchus. Number three, you have to be master of b'shem ha'avera. Then it's mistaber, according to that in the particular way that you violated Bal Yirah b'Yimotzei, I would have to give you the appropriate hasra. However, if you assume that according to the Rambam, there's nothing more than kfeilus halav over here, and the maximum number of malchus you can get is arba'in, and the Rambam counts them as two separate mitzvahs in Tayyak for a different reason, because of his minyan mitzvahs, then I would say it makes no difference what the hasra is in. Because whether you're master b'losh lo yiroeh, or whether you're master b'losh lo yimotzeh, it's the same identical avera. However, I'll tell you where I think we can say better. Perhaps we can answer the question that we asked before from Tmura and assume, maintain that according to the Rambam, there's only one set of malchus of Bal Yirah b'Yimotzei. So you'll ask me if there's one set of malchus, but the Rambam tells you a whole arichus dvarim over here at the beginning of Perek Dalet, Mehilchos Chometz u'Matzah, and the Rambam says the following. Kosev haTorah lo yiroeh lecha chometz. Correct? Yachol im taman oso. Right? Lo yehi over. Because it says lo yiroeh. Milashon re'iyah. Talmud lomar. Si or lo yimotzei v'bateichem afilu itzmino. So when you read this Rambam, what conclusion? Again, obviously, this is not fair because the Rambam is going to change his mind in a minute. But if you stop right here, stop the movie. So what's the Rambam saying at this point?
That you have a different love.
That you have two different lamas, and in Hatzmona, you violate Lo Yimotzeh and not Lo Yiroeh. Not only that, the Rambam goes on. He says, Yachol Lo Yeh Over Elim Kena Chometz Bid Beso. Because it says what? Lo Yimotzeh Batechem. Yimo Yerochok Mi Beso, blah, 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 Lo Yeh Over. Talmud Lomar. Bechol Vulecha. Meaning the Pasuk Lo Yiroeh. So the Rambam is clearly dealing with two different lamas. Then the Rambam says, all of a sudden, the Rambam wakes up from his dream, so to speak, and he tells you in Halacha Beis, Lamanita, Shalchani, Sheyisrael, Yicham, Rishusav, Afilu Tomav, Afilu Bir Acheres, Hareza Over, Mishum, Lo Yirah, Vilo Yimotzeh. So why did the Rambam bother deriving all the conclusions? You know, what's the Rambam? The Rambam's a Rosh Hashiva, you know, he's saying a shir over here to Talmidim, and he wants, you know, conceptually what and how. I mean, who cares? What difference does it make? At the end of the day, the Rambam says you violate both lavim. That's why I get the impression that according to the Rambam, each lav is a lav unto itself. But then I come back to my other question. So why didn't the Rambam tell us that you get two sets of malchus? So here's where we came up with the svara of a lav tafa. Then how does this gzeirah shav of se'or operate? It tells me that whenever you violate lav A, lav A is then gorer lav B. It's almost a progression in time, right? As Robert Rosenzweig once told us in Mivaseret, an ontological progression of time. Don't ask me what that means.
Okay.
That at time T1, you violate Bal Yimotzeh. Once you violate Bal Yimotzeh, the Torah tells us through the Gzeirah Shavah that you violate Bal Yirah. Or the other way around. Once you violate Bal Yirah, then after having violated Lo Yirah, you also violate Lo Yimotzeh. But if that be the case, then I understand very well why there's only one set of malchus. Why is there only one set of malchus? Because in truth you only violated one lav. The Torah says that once you violate one lav, you're chai for the second lav. Right? You follow what I'm saying? So why don't you get malchus for the second lav? Why did you get malchus for the second lav? Because the second lav is just a, it's just a lav tovel. It's a nigrar. It's geschlecht. You know, the first lav is really the lav that you violate. And the second lav is the one that schlecht the law.
And what's the point of learning it? Am I not giving it?
The nafkamina might be lagabe asra. That the hasra would have to be in the ikra lav. If I would go ahead and tell you that you are violating the Easter of lo yimaseh by having chametz in gvulin in the sadeh rochok min ha'ir, then again I'm going to say this balabatis, but please don't take me literally. Then you'd laugh at me. What do you mean? You're telling me that by having chametz in the sadeh I violate lo yimaseh? I'm not such an idiot. The Torah says lo yimaseh what techem. Or for example, if I was to give you asra for tamun and quote the lav of lo yirah and say you're violating lo yirah, That's not a hasra. So again, it seems to me that we can have our cake and eat it. We can, on the one hand, understand very well why the Rambam counts this as two lavin. We can call it two chefs shalat. We can understand why the Rambam derives all the conclusions from each lav independently. And an afkamina would be hasra, because you have to give hasra for the ikra lav. And at the same time, I understand very well why you don't get two sets of malchus, because you can't get a set of malchus for a lav that's a nigra, that's only a result of the first lav.
So that's all the...
You follow what I'm saying? So again, if you ask me why does the Rambam count two lav and by Rabbi Matze, is an afkamina's hasra. Because really there is only a lav of lo yiroyah in Gvulin. There is only a lav of lo yimaseh that includes even Tamun. But at the end of the day, you know, you won't get two sets of malchus, but you're violating two avirus. Each one has its own shame of it.
So that's
okay?
The problem.
That'll solve the problem. That I think will solve the problem of Tmura. Because we asked in Tmura, why is Aram willing to give you two sets of malchus? The answer is because in Tmura, what you have is two lavim, each of which stands on solid ground. There's no difference between lo yamirenu and lo yachlifenu. They both stand and address the same identical maisavera. Masha'in came in Valiro, but he must have two separate maisaveras. Again, it's the same chefza of chametz, but two separate averas. So in Chalosh Shem, there are two averas here. If there's Chalosh Shem, there are two averas here, then you could ask the question, why isn't it exactly like Tmura, and you can get two sets of malchus? The answer is because one is the Iker, Halashem Avera, and the other is a Totsa'ah, is a Tafel, is a Nigrar, through the law of Grera, Shadina the Iker of Basar Nofo, and that's the law of what? Of the Xerisha. Yes?
Okay, two points. First of all, This is assuming that the Rambam subscribes to the idea that you need to know which lav it is for the hasra. Do we know that he does?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't research that. The title, there are a lot of things I'm leaving for you.
Okay,
and the hope is that since you're so motivated to learn the Sefer Psachim with me, that not only will you be taking every moment that you have to prepare for the shiur, you'll be taking every moment that you have to review the shiur and slug up the shiur, rip it to pieces, and tell me that I'm combining different sheets with some Rishon. Yeah.
So I believe you are doing that. The Rambam is...
But you understand the tunnel. I'm willing to discuss it, but it's irrelevant to my point. No, I'm just trying to make a point about. I'm not trying. No, listen, the tunnel. It's very important that you understand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say that this particular nafkamina is the only nafkamina. I'm just using this nafkamina to show you that there is such a thing as an ikar lav and a tafel lav in the Rambam, and that. The nafkamina is that you only get one set of malchus according to the Rambam. Again, if they were two equal lavim, and it's not a lav anita glase, then the rule of Tmura would kick in over here. I'm using Hasra l'saber es ha'ozen. You understand what I mean? And by the way, in Hasra, I don't even want to go down this route, but in Hasra, there are two different machlokas in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that you don't have to be master of the shame ha'isur. But other Rishonim say that even if you don't have to be master of b'shem ha'isur, you can't be master of b'shem the wrong isur, right? Nira kechucha mitlula. So again, you know, I'm willing to open up the Rambam and see what he says. Where's the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what parak?
Yeah, it's
there. Oh, I thought it was further on. Yeah. So what does the Rambam say about Asra?
Kesa Masrimbo, Omrimlo, Pro Shal Atase, Shazo Averahi, the Chayav Atale, Misa, Omalkos, whatever.
Right. All right, so I think there's a whole discussion here in the Sefer in the Mikaslinuk about what's the Shita of Rambam.
I
don't really
know.
But again, I think it's still true that the Rambam, even if you assume he doesn't need you, he doesn't require you to mention the shame of the Isur, you just got to say Dovra Zeh Asur, you still can't be Masra B'shame the wrong Isur. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Okay, Rabbi Ossi, let's go on, because we got about Nachri Sheki Bashta. What is a Nachri Sheki Bashta?
Another Lav Tafel.
A Lav Tafel?
Meaning other than this?
Let's take, I don't know, nothing comes to mind, but I'll get back to you on that, Lina. Let me write myself a note. Okay. Rabosai, what is Nachri Sheki Bashta? So let's look at the Rambam's language over here in Perek Dalid Mehilchos Chametz Halacha Beis, and the Rambam says, Holamadata, etc., etc., Mechomet Shalgoi, says the Rambam, Afilu Hoya Shalger Toshav, Sheyad Yisrael Sholetis Olam. I don't know. I didn't see anything here in the Mepharshim. Again, please do that research for me. But Ger Toshav, where does this come from? So if you take a look in the mitzvah of Shvitas Avgo on Shabbos, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav. The Rambam says, Eved v'omash anu mitzuvim al shvisaso, heim avadim shem malu v'tavlu l'shem av. So we're talking about an Eved Knani, who's basically chayav in all mitzvahs, except for mitzvah seishas man groma. So the Rav goes to town over here, and he says, Ein advar me'elu kitikunon, she'im malu v'tovu l'shem avdus, harei heim k'neshei Yisrael gmuros. And he's talking about a shivcha, that she's like a full-fledged Yisraelis. U'bnei onshem heim li'atzma v'lo hizira Torah es rabban aleyah. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would prohibit the Rav on the Shvisa of his Eved if the Eved himself independently is obligated. He has his own independent obligation. Ella, but rather, says the Rav, Al Eved via Oma Hatoshovim Shaloyasu Melachto. So in a word, according to the Rav, Eved in the Parsha of Shvisas Avdo is an Eved who is a Ger Toshav. Correct? A Ger Toshav means that he accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach in front of a Vezdin because Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., etc. So I'm just wondering if you put these two together, again, I'm using the Raifid over there and the Rambam here, it's possible that what's going on here in this Nachri Sheki Bashto, and I know Rashi doesn't say a word about this, that's why I'm a little nervous, but is that we're talking about a case which parallels, which mirror images the mitzvah of Shvisas Avdo. Meaning, just like on Shabbos, I have to be careful that the Eved doesn't do Malacha, correct? So too in Chametz, I have to be careful, according to this Havamina, that my Ger Toshav, who's Tachas Yodi, right, I have a shlita takas yodi that he shouldn't have chametz in his rishus. Now, why am I excited about this? I get very excited about this because I think that what this is saying is that once this guy leaves the state of an akum, he's no longer an akum, but rather he is a ger toshav, then his acts become, what shall I say, Musharim Olam, meaning I as his Adon, or as the one who's sholeit him and he's Takas Yodi, I become in some sense responsible to make sure that he lives a certain way, he behaves a certain way, and so forth. What would that gain for me? So first of all, what I might gain here is the difference between Nachri Shekibashto and Shorui Imo Bechotzer. I would suggest the following. As far as Nachri Shekibashto is concerned, we're talking about a Ger Toshav. The Torah says that a Ger Toshav shouldn't have chametz in his possession during Pesach. And that's not an independent chiyuv on the ger, but that's a chiyuv on you because he is under your control, under your sovereign control. He's subjugated to you. That's called kibashta. Shorui imo b'chater, even though again the Gemara has it with a vav, but I don't think it's a vav hamachater, but a vav hamachalei, means something else. I couldn't care less with these ger toshav. If he's shorui imo b'chater and he's related to me in that sense that I invited him. Again, I'm not talking about some guy that, you know, breaks through my doors and, you know, like, you know, Spider-Man, he comes through my window and he says, it's been due. But he was invited, right, to live in my chaser. In such a case, the Torah is saying, according to this Havamin again, that I have chametz in my possession.
But
do you hear the difference between the two?
Yeah, but
what? Even for Shabbat.
Oh, no, I don't know about Shabbos. No. You'll tell me about Shabbos in a minute. I'm just focused on chametz now.
But why the... Well, maybe for the Nochri Shekibashto that...
Can you do Ivrit in Nochri? Okay. Ktat Ivrit Pashiyub.
הנוכי שכיבשתו יש לך אחריות עליו, הוא גר תושב שלך, הוא אוהב שלך,
אני מוזהר עליו, אני שומר אותו.
השבת רק מגלה שאני אחראי עליו, זאת אומרת, זה רק מגלה לי שאני אחראי עליו, אבל מי ששרו איתו באותו חצר, גם אם הזמנתי אותו, גם אם הוא סוחר שלי, הוא גר לי בבייסמנט, אם זה שרו באותו, מה אכפת לי? זה כרגע
אכפת לך כי זה בתוך הרשות שלך. התורה לא רוצה חמץ בתוך הרשות שלך. איי, תגיד לי, אבל מישהו פולש לתוך הבית שלי ויש לו חמץ בתוך הכיד, אז לא אכפת לי. לא יודע אנוס, אבל הייתי אומר, אין לי שום קשר, אני לא הזמנתי אותו, הוא בא ביוזמת עצמו, מה אכפת?
אבל אם אני הזמנתי
אותו, והוא שרוי, אולי הוא משלם, אז הוא כבר נחשב בהרחבת המושג של רשות.
אבל עליו אני לא מוזר.
בדיוק, אז יש פה שני דינים שונים ולא להשוות אותם מבחינה עקרונית, פונדמנטלית יש פה שני דינים שונים. They're fundamentally two different deen. בוא נשאל שאלה הזאת. Here's my hakira for today. This is the punchline of today's sheet. What is it in the case of Nachri Shekibashto v'shorui imo b'chotzer that makes me chat? Is it A, the fact that the chametz is in my rishus, or is it B, the fact that the chametz is in the guy's rishus? Let me say it better. Am I muzhar on his chametz because I have to make sure that he doesn't have chametz? Or no, I'm muzhar on my chametz, and the fact that he has chametz makes it my chametz. Do you hear that? I want to say that over and over again until this thing's in. I mean, because this is Mamisha, this will give you a derech halimu. There are two ways of learning this whole havamin about Nochri Shekibashto. One way is to learn it that the Torah makes me in charge of this Nochri, and I have to make sure that the Nochri doesn't own chametz. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is no. It's not that I'm in charge of making sure that he doesn't have chametz. But rather, when he has chametz, it's my chametz, so to speak. It's in my rishus. I have a direct connection to the chametz. So again, in the first definition, what I'm saying is who has the direct connection to the chametz? It's the Nachri. Just that I'm muzar on his ownership of the chametz. I have to see to it that he shouldn't own chametz. The other way of saying it is no. That if he has chametz, it's my chametz now. It's a direct relationship to me.
That's a Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Nachri Shekibashto.
Yeah, what's the language? Okay, I think we can interpret that Rashi in two different ways. Maybe we'll come back to that Rashi, but here's what I want to know. In the case of Nachri Shekibashto v'shori imo v'chotzer, imcha v'chotzer, where is the chametz located? I would say the following. If we're talking about Nachmi Shekibashto, and it's a Ger Toshav, and I have to make sure, because he's Sholit Takas Yodi, I'm Sholit Olav, that he doesn't have Chometz, then I don't care where he has his Chometz. He can have his Chometz Rachok Min Abayis. And nevertheless, according to this Svara, I'd be Chayv. If on the other hand, we're talking about not a Ger Toshav, and I am Musa to make sure that he doesn't have Chometz, but that through the Chometz in the Bailus of the guy, it's as if I have the Chometz in my Rishus, then I would say that we're talking about a guy's Chometz in my Rishus. And therefore I would suggest to you two nafkaminas between the first and the second. The first being Nachri Shekibashto, and the second being Sharui Imo B'chotzer. The first nafkamina is that Nachri Shekibashto is Dafka Ger Toshav, that I can be Muzar on his Chometz. The second nafkamina is, I don't care where the Chometz is. If I'm Muzar because he has Chometz, what difference to make where he holds on to the Chometz? Let's apply those two nafkaminas to Shari Imo B'chotzer. Number one, if he's Shari Imo B'chotzer, I couldn't care less whether he's a Ger Toshav or not. He's invited to come into my Rishus, into my Chotzer. He's living there with his Chometz. Is now I'm chayav because his chometz is in my rishus. That's a direct relationship between the chometz and myself. It's not that I have to worry about his relationship to chometz, but rather directly his chometz is in my rishus. And therefore, number two, the second afkamin is that shori ima b'chatzah means that the nachri, again, he could be an oved kochav and mamish from my part, but he's living in my chatzer, he's bringing the chametz into my chatzer, that sets up a direct relation between me and the chametz. One more sentence. What would be if I took an isas nachri and I was machametz the isa? The isa belongs to the nachri, not to me. And I am mechametz the Isa. The Rambam says that a mechametz is a Isa, loke mishum bal yirah bal yivatzah. If it came mixed in a lav sheish bo, maisa. Would I get malchus? So you can't tell me, well, it's not your dough, it's not your bread, because we're talking the havamina that you chayev for bal yirah bal yivatzah, for nachri shekibash. Hello, when you can tell me it's ain't bo maisa, yeah, but here is mechametz the Isa. What do you say to Tom? I'm hoping you can say it depends, but that's what I'm looking for. but now the question is, which direction are you going to take it?
I would say that if we're referring to the Ger Toshav, so then we don't view it as your chametz, and therefore you went to Chayav.
Excellent.
For the other one, you would.
But if it's Shari Mabachat there, and you have a direct relationship, it's like Chametz Bershuscha. Right. So if it's Chametz Bershuscha, then the very moment that you are Machametz the Isa, at that moment, you have Chametz Bershuscha. So you created a situation of Chametz Bershuscha through a Maisa of being Machametz the Isa, therefore you get Malchus. On the other hand, if it's Nachri Shekibashto, it's a Ger Toshav, and you're Muzar on the fact that he owns the Chometz. So what happens is that first you Mechametz the Isa, that's stage one. Then number two, stage two, is after you Mechametz the Isa, now the Chometz exists as an entity. He, the Ger Toshav, owns the Chometz. You now are Muzar on the fact that he owns the Chometz. That's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. It remains a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Because again, it's not the Maisa that brings about the Averis Allah. It's the fact that he has Chometz in his Rishus, and you weren't careful warning him, so to speak, or supervising him, that he shouldn't have Chometz in his Rishus. I'll come right back.
אבל זה לא ש... אם אנחנו אומרים צד אחד, אז אין לנו את הצד השני, ואז בעצם אנחנו לא יכולים... זה או נוכי שכיבשתו, או שרואים לך בחצר?
כך אני הבנתי. אתה יכול להגיד שזה ו...
לא, אני אומר, מבחינת ההגדרה.
אז הכפיל מתאים אחד על גבי השני, זה צירוף של שם. אני הולך עם כיוון אחר, שנוכי שכיבשת הוא משום שהוא כיבשת, הוא כובש תחס יודקו, ויש עוד דין של נוכי שהוא שומע עם הכל בכל.
אז אין מסכמינות בכלל ביניהם, כי זה לא אותו מקרה. זה לא מקרה אחד אם יש לי או לכאן או לכאן. זה יש לי, אם זה גר תושב זה לכאן, ואם זה שומרים בחצר זה לכאן. זאת אומרת, זה שני דינים שונים.
בדיוק.
אז זה לא...
בדיוק, זה שני דינים שונים. ובכל דין יש הווה מן בפני עצמה שהוא יהיה חייב על ביירו ביימוצי מסיבה אחרת. כל דין מטעם אחר, טעם אחד משום שכמו כדוגמת שבת, אני לא מתכוון להשוות אותם, אבל כמו שראינו בשבת שיש לפעמים שאם הגר הזה הוא הגיע למצב של גירות, אז אני מוזהר לשמור אותו שהוא ישמור את השבת. אני ממונה עליו, אני אחראי על מה שהוא עושה, כלפי עצמו אבל לא כלפי. ויש עוד דין שעל ידי הגר, סליחה, על ידי הנוכרי, יש לי חמץ שאני שייך לחמץ, ויש לי כאילו בעלות על החמץ. ואנחנו מינים לגבי האיסור הזה של מחמץ עצמי.
Where does that come from, that idea that enough is rushed, that you have the responsibility to make sure that he doesn't have chametz?
No, I'm just saying, the Rambam here in Chametz Umasim mentions Ger Toshe. Again, maybe you'll tell me it's Lav Dafka, I don't know, but the Rambam says, Afilu hoye shel ger toshav sheyad Yisrael shel letes olav. Where did the Rambam come from? I mean, I don't know this. I see this. I goes my money. So maybe he says something. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying the reason why the Rambam would say that is because it's not that because you have a responsibility to make sure that he doesn't have chametz. It's that you're shel letes olav. You're it, like Rashi says, one son. That's why it's not there. I just don't see the side to say that it's because you're warned about him. Like, there's no idea.
Okay. But wait a second, Omri, I just want to ask you one question. It could be that you and I have different understandings of what not Mishikibash is, but at least I want to know, do we have one common denominator? Do you agree that not Mishikibash, though, is even Enoshori? Do you agree with that? Okay, good. So that's an important point unto itself. Because even if you didn't, even if you didn't accept everything that was saying,
they won't miss that in there to stop him from missing.
Right. No, I'm just saying that maybe what the Torah is saying is that if you have a relationship to Ger Toshe, the Torah sets up in many different areas of halacha the relationship between the Jewish community and Ger Toshe. For example, if a Ger Toshe is hungry, you have to feed him. In fact, Achyoso, you can take money from the community chest, from Stucker, which usually, you know, the Koshi, Mepharnasin, and Amiya Yaakov is under certain very strict conditions. In the case of a Ger Toshe, it's a Chiyuv L'chat Chiyuv. Maybe not Shabbos Aveda, we have to give him back his Aveda. Maybe we're responsible not just for his financial well-being, but also for his spiritual well-being. For example, it could be that in the case of a Ger Toshe, we can punish him if he violates Averis, meaning that we have to be Mochiach him. Mochiach Tochiach might apply to a Ger Toshe. I'm just saying that there's an overall relationship with a Ger Toshe and a Jew in which I have to make sure that he lives a certain lifestyle. Obviously, I can't tell you when and how, but I'm just saying in this Havamina, if the Rambam is injecting the Ger Toshe concept, then the classical concept of a Ger Toshe is that I have to worry about the way he's living. Yeah, I'm not giving you philosophical concepts. I'm just saying, halakhically, that's what it is.
But the guy has no Yisr Chavis.
It doesn't matter. The guy has no Yisr Chavis either. Ger Toshe is Chayv V'Shem V'Shem V'Shem. He's not Chayv V'Shem.
But you're Chayv.
Good, no, I'm just saying, but it's not shot that when the Ger Toshe does work on Shabbos, it's like I did work on Shabbos. That's not what we're saying in Ger Toshe. I mean, take a look at the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos.
You mean, the
Rambam says, correct. But I'm just saying the language of the Rambam, that he says, where is it? Mitzvah olav l'shomro ulemono milasos malacha b'shabbos.
It's on you, but that's on
okay.
You. If he does fear.
So I'm just saying, if you take that language and you apply it here and get a toshim and chomet, yeah. Mitzvah olav l'shomro ulemono mi l'hashos chomet b'shusa. Doesn't mean it's in my rishon. And again, I come back to my point. I mean, my main point is, where is this chomet? If you agree with me that the chomet is in Russia, so why do I violate Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei for chametz that's in Russia? Are you telling me it's my chametz? You understand what I'm saying? But Shari Ima B'chatzer, that already generates a direct relationship between me as the Bal HaChatzer and the chametz that's in my chametz. So I'm saying, it's a very interesting hakira to wonder whether or not Nachmi Shekibashto in the Hava Min is a direct relation to the Chometz. I, as the Yisrael, have a relation to this Chometz, or no? I have a relation not to the Chometz, but to the Nachmi. And I would never say that in an Aku, but I would say it in the Gemara.
You're trying to say from Shabbos, but Shabbos has its own...
Again, Rabotai, I'm Shabbos not using Shabbos. I'm just pointing out to you that in some cases we find... And I'm not trying... Okay, let's leave it then. I was very excited about this, but I can't expect applause. It's like... I give a shiur on Sunday nights in a shul in Masechet Kiddush. Sometimes at the end of the shiur, I say to the guys, if I gave the shiur in Panovich, the whole yeshiva would stand up and applaud. But you know, I guess it all depends on your audience. Okay, fine. Let's see what else we could talk about today. Okay. Yeah, let's talk a little bit in the 5-10 minutes that we have about lecha lecha trei zimni. I find this sugya very fascinating. It looks on the outside to be quite technical, but when you really get into it, there's a lot going on over here. Right? So we're talking about the limud, the alfusa, according to Rava, the alfusa from which we derive that even a nachri shekibashto is mutter. And the Gemara says, it's a little bit before the wide lines, Talmud lomar alo yimotze, so the pashtus, when the Gemara says v'nasiv lekra leisura, again this is before we see the Raivin, is what does that mean? V'nasiv lekra leisura. What kra is the Gemara referring to? Fayimotze. Correct. We'll see the Raivin throws in a whole different curveball here. Lo yimotze. Then the Gemara says mishum shenemar lechol lechot trei zimni. Is the Gemara completely eliminating lo yimotze at this point? So Rabbeinu Chananel, in my opinion, gives the simplest, least complex approach of pshat in this Gemara, and he says not that the lo yimotze was a Talmud Lomar lo yimotze. The Gemara is changing one thing, or maybe it never said Talmud Lomar in the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel, and instead it says Mimasha Nemar lo yimotze. In other words, what we're doing is we're using lo yimotze not as a derivation according to Rabbeinu Chananel, but rather as a concept. What do we see? What do we derive from lo yimotze conceptually? That if the guy has chametz and it's nimsa, whatever that word means, then it should be asur. It should be included. So on the one hand, you start with lo yimotze, and there the Torah says lecha, and lecha indicates aval atarua shel acherim shel gavah. But what happens if even though it's not lecha, but it's included under nimsa, then I might think it should be asur. So the Gemara says, why is that not so? The Bryson never really tells me, why do we reject that understanding that lo yimotze, which means nimtza, shouldn't generate an iser for chametz shel nachri? And maybe you'll tell me that nachri shelo kibashto is not nimtza, but nachri shekibashto surely would be a strong hav, meaning that it's included under the concept of nimtza. And on that the Gemara quotes, lecha lecha treizim. That's the pshat, I think, of Rabbeinu Chananel, and although he takes out the words Talmud Lomar lo yimotze, but I think it's the simplest pshat. The Raivid has a whole other pshat in this Gemara. According to the Raivid, the Gemara is bothered by the arrangement of this brisa. Let's go through the brisa. The brisa begins with Ataroe shel acheru shel gavoa, the heter of chametz, which is not lecha. What should have been the next paragraph following suit, logically, sequentially? Nachri kibasha, lachri shalom kibasha. Again, because according to Rava, we're coming to expand or clarify the nature and the scope of this heter. Therefore, the next thing online should have been the heter of Nachri Shekibashta. Instead, what's wedged in the middle over here? The sugya of Tamud. Yachol Yatvi Vikal Pikdosvok Tavloli Mate. So the Ravid says, Nasiv Lei Li Isura. Again, it's not the Krali Isura, it's that Bava, that middle section, that din of Bal Yatmin and Bal Yikavu Pigdonis Minanaku, which is Li Isura. Why is that wedged in between the two heteras? It's like Min Vashen Omino. So you know, there's a sandwich here in which that which is in the middle of the sandwich is completely off. You started with the heter of Lecha Avot HaRosh HaAcherin. You want to expand it to include even Nachri Shekibashto. That should have come next. Why in the middle do you wedge in this Isur of Chumrah of Bal Yatmin and Bal Yikav Pikdonis Minanah? Says the Rabbi, what's the Gemara's Maskana? What's Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara answers that it was always pshita to the Gemara that once we have Lecha to exclude Shel Acherim, that we would include within Acherim not just Nachri Shaloki Bashta, but even Nachri Sheki Bashta. And that was pshita. That's something that we knew all along. Therefore, the Brisa feels absolutely comfortable in going on to the next level and talking about the Isur. Later on, the Gemara goes back to clarify, just make sure that everyone is crystal clear about it, that Acherim includes not just Nachri Shaloki Bashto, but even Nachri Sheki Bashto. That's the right. Very beautiful pshat of the right. Then we have the Rashi pshat. Rashi's pshat is that there are two lechas over here. One lecha teaches us Shel Acherim Veheter Shel Acherim. And then there's another lecha, which is written in the Pasuk Lo Yimatzeh. Even though I opened the Pasuk Lo Yimatzeh, I didn't find the lecha. How do I get a second lecha in the Pasuk Lo Yimatzeh? So that's this Eino Inyan kind of thing, that since, as Rashi develops, there are two lechas over here. The third lecha we need for something else, as he quotes the Gemara Beitza. But there are two lechas. One is absolutely extra, and they're both written in the Parsha of Lo Yiroah. So we're going to take one lecha from the Parsha of Lo Yiroah, and we're going to shaydin on lehi, we're going to push it into the parsha of Lo Yimatzeh. So it comes out like this. We have Lo Yiroah lecha. That tells me a mir. That tells me a heter. That Shel Acherim is okay. Now we have a limitation on that heter. What rule, what limud teaches me a limitation on that heter? Lo Yimatzeh. Because Lo Yimatzeh is written without lecha. Now we have another limitation, in this case to limit the limitation and the ether of Lo Yimatzeh. And what's that? That's the extra lecha that we're putting into Lo Yimatzeh. So we have Lo Yimatzeh exists on two levels. On one level, Lo Yimatzeh exists without the word lecha, because in the Torah doesn't say the word lecha. At that level, Lo Yimatzeh teaches me that you should violate Shel Acherim. Okay? But on the other hand, we're going to limit that broader scope of Isur. And what's the Hagbalah? The fact that the Torah has an extra lecha, which we're going to throw into Lo Yimatzeh. And that's going to tell me that on the one end, you have the extra, how should I say, the expanded Isur because it doesn't say lecha. On the other hand, we're going to take that expanded Isur and whittle it down because of the extra word lecha that we're placing into the Pasuk Lo Yimatzeh lecha. So by doing so, by adding the lecha, we're going to exclude Nachri Shekibashto. The Re in Tosus points out that the reason why Rashi is so mocked is to take that lecha and put it into Lo Yimatzeh is because otherwise, if we only had the word lecha floating out as an extra word, we would use it for Drosh Afrida. Why? Because we would assume that Nachri Shekibashto is included in lecha. That's like the Rashi of Mamono Kimamoncha. But now the Torah puts the word lecha into the Pasuk Lo Yimatzeh, and that's going to tell me that your expansion has to be limited. If your expansion has to be limited, we have to be matu nachri shekibashto. So why did the Torah have this expanded lo yimatzeh without the word lecha? To teach you what kind of case? Pikdonos shel nachri. What's pikdonos shel nachri? Kibul alav achrayim. Now, my question to you is, my high. I mean, why do you have the right to say that the expanded lo yimatzeh includes Pikdono shel nachri, nachri shekibul ava Yisrael achrayis, and the lecha, which is extra, and now is being placed into Lo Yimatzeh, is going to exclude nachri shekibashto? and say that Nochesh Gibashto is not considered Lecha? Why not go the other way around? Why not suggest, on the contrary, that the absence of the word Lecha and Lo Yumase is coming to teach me that you're not allowed to own, I mean, the Nochesh is not allowed to own Chomets if he's a Nochesh Gibashto, and the extra word Lecha is to teach me that even if you're Makabal of Achrayus, it's still considered Chomets Achrayus? So I just want to end the shiur with this thought that it could be possible, I don't know, you'll have to think about this, that the Gemara thinks that Achrayus is Bailus. You remember we discussed this a little bit, we touched on this last time, that if I have responsibility for your chametz, like the chametz of the Bnei Mechuza of Rava later on this staff, then maybe it's my chametz. And I'm going to take the deficit if I lose the chametz. I'm going to have to pay for it. I'm going to have to replace it. Therefore, Rotsa B'Kiyuma. So in that sense, if the Torah leaves out the word Lecha in the Pasuk of Lo Yimase, it's coming to include Achrayus, that Achrayus is like Bailus, quasi-Bailus. On the other hand, in the case of Nochri Shekibashto, clearly the Chametz is owned by the Nochri. If the Chametz is destroyed or stolen, I don't have to replace it, I don't have to pay for it, if I don't have any Bailus on it. The question only is, how does that square with what the Ri says? Let's just read the words of the Ri. Namely, the Ri says, the ilav milo yimotze, milcholo matina nokshi kibashta, the unami lecha chashivi. That's a little bit difficult. I wanted to say Achrayus is like lecha. He's saying that kibashto is like lecha. So we'll leave that bitzarf in. So Rav Osa, what's left for Thursday, Mirz Hashem, is these two tosis in Avol and Mishum. Okay? We'll talk a little about Kachim Shechayev Bakri Yusuf, Dabar Gorm Lomama Kimom and Dami. And the goal would be for Thursday to get to the Sugya of Bo Minei Mirava on the fourth line there, Behemoth Arnuna, etc. And those of you who've already completed these two Tosas, and I think there's a lot to understand in these two Tosas, then just go on to the Sugya of Behemoth Arnuna.